The owners of Seleshmet Persian Restaurant in Vancouver face a dilemma as the January 18 deadline to repay Canada Emergency Business Account loans approaches. The $60,000 interest-free loan through SEBA was a lifeline in 2020 when the COVID-19 pandemic hit. The Kansari family had just barely opened their establishment as part of a plan to immigrate to Canada from Iran under an entrepreneur program. At that time SEBA was very helpful, because we just didn't have that much cash on hand and had payments and we had some responsibilities based on our entrepreneurship program, said Behavior Kansari. Fast forward to now and that loan is more of an anchor. Kansari faces having to repay $40,000 of the SEBA loan from the family's savings in order to get the other $20,000 forgiven, but then potentially selling the business to recoup the money. And $20,000 is a lot, she said. There is no other way. We have to pay this one, but I'm not sure about continuing, to be able to continue the business. Conditions have improved for Seleshmet, and Kansari likes the location. But the new normal of business since COVID restrictions has proved challenging, along with the effects of inflation and rising costs. Each month, Kansari said, is a struggle to survive. Seleshmet won't be alone in making tough decisions. According to business groups that contend the January 18 deadline to repay SEBA loans will shape the outlook for a lot of BC's small businesses in 2024. SEBA offered businesses interest-free loans of $40,000 to $60,000 at the start of pandemic restrictions, with the possibility of earning forgiveness of up to one-third of the debt if they could repay the balance by a certain date. Some are scrambling to scrape together the money they need at the last minute to pay the balance required to earn forgiveness of up to one-third of their loans. Others will fall short. They just don't have the cash. A recent survey by the Canadian Federation of Independent Business suggests just 37% of businesses repaid their SEBA loans already, with about 22% unable to meet the January 18 deadline and being forced to consider their options. Some restaurants will probably fold. We don't know how many, because they just don't have the cash, said Ian Tostenson, CEO of the BC Restaurant and Food Services Association. This is the worst time to ask businesses, in January, to pay back a little, whether it's a restaurant or retailer. Revenue restaurants earn in December is what they rely on to carry them through slow months and, they don't have the cash, Tostenson said. Restaurants might have been busier over the recent crucial holiday period, but their patrons have been spending less, often hitting happy hours instead of reservations for more expensive meals, Tostenson said. The business was there from a customer count, Tostenson said. But the profit was not, he said. Many businesses are also carrying additional debts taken on during the pandemic, aside from SEBA, which makes the prospect of rolling that debt over into a term loan, with another monthly payment, untenable, Tostenson said. Restaurants Canada, the national industry group, estimated 53% of Canadian restaurants are only breaking even or operating at a loss, which it says underlines their last-minute plea for an extension of the SEBA deadline. Prospects for an extension of that SEBA deadline, however, are diminishing with Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland holding firm on January 18 in recent statements, noting that the deadline has already been extended. The first repayment deadline was December 31, 2022, which was then extended to December 31, 2023, owing to a business recovery that wasn't as robust as hoped. Under pressure from business groups, opposition MPs and provincial premiers, including BC Premier David Eby, Ottawa extended the deadline again, but just until January 18. The program delivered $49 billion in assistance to 900,000 small businesses and formed an essential part of the federal government's swift response to COVID-19, Freeland's press secretary, Catherine Kuplinskas said, in an emailed statement. Businesses that cannot meet the deadline forfeit the partial loan forgiveness and will have to repay the full $40,000 to $60,000 borrowed. Government argues it has done what it can to lessen the blow of that by making the repayment term 3 years, repayable by December 31, 2026, with an interest rate of 5%, less than commercial loans based on prime lending rates. Businesses that show they are working with their lender have a grace period until March 28 to repay their balances, either $30,000 if they borrowed $40,000 or $40,000 if they borrowed $60,000, to earn the forgivable portion. Businesses repaying over 3 years will also have the option of paying only interest, no principal, until the loans come due at the end of 2026. Or, they can pay them off at any time without penalty. The bottom line is that if you are a small business and do not currently have the funds to repay your SABA loan, you now have 3 years to pay it in full, Kaplinskas said. The additional flexibility that we announced is significant support for small businesses who might still be struggling to make ends meet. Deadline coincides with slowing economy. A substantial number of businesses are still struggling enough that they will have to roll over their loans, according to the CFIB, whose survey estimated 22% of BC businesses won't hit the January 18th deadline. That's one in five small businesses that will not be able to repay the loan in time to access that much-needed forgivable portion, said Annie Dormuth, CFIB's provincial director for BC and Alberta. That will be difficult for many businesses as they also cope with inflation and facing rent increases, higher property taxes and increases in payroll deductions. I think everyone started 2023 hoping this was the year that was really going to help their businesses recover from all those revenue losses, Dormuth said. However, 2023 had a different story to tell. The fact remains that full economic recovery is simply not a reality for many small businesses, Dormuth said. Business groups are keeping pressure on Freeland for a last-minute reprieve, considering the number of owners who have indicated they face difficulties in repaying, said Jasroop Gosal, policy and research manager for the Surrey Board of Trade. Gosal said restaurants, retail stores and other service providers are struggling to get back to pre-pandemic revenues, which doesn't account for the growth that they need in order to pay back these enormous loans. On top of that, we have property taxes increasing, which leads to higher rental rates, and increased taxation coming up for all businesses, Gosal said. The SABA deadline also coincides with a slowing of BC's economy in the past 6 months, which isn't expected to get any better in 2024, according to Bridget Anderson, CEO of the Greater Vancouver Board of Trade. It's a little bit early in the year, but there are pretty big concerns from our members and from the business community in general, which started showing months ago, Anderson said. In December, the board issued a warning about Vancouver's economy showing signs of stalling at the same time businesses face increasing costs. We did see quite a few businesses close in the fourth quarter of 2023 and I think that's going to continue for at least this first quarter of 2024, Anderson said. Holding out hope. Even businesses that had the cash flow to save up to repay their SABA loans by the deadline say an extension would give them much-needed breathing room. I'm waiting to the last minute, but yes, we have enough cash reserves to pay the $40,000, said Mo Tarmohamed, operator of the Rickshaw Theatre concert venue on Hastings Street. It's not a huge stretch, because he didn't lose sight of those deadlines and Rickshaw experienced a surge in concert bookings once COVID-era restrictions were lifted, as bands wanted to make up for lost time, he said. SABA was a lifeline of cash when the rickshaw had very little, but Tarmohamed said deferring the repayment deadline for another year would allow him to reinvest in his business at a time when ticket sales for shows are starting to slow. It does take away from any capital acquisitions or infrastructure improvements, which I would rather have spent that money for, Tarmohamed said. Still, in terms of the hospitality industry, I think music venues and music industry has recovered fairly well, Tarmohamed said. I feel sorry for other businesses, from what I hear, restaurants especially. A subset of 40,000 SABA borrowers are in an even worse position, having received loans up to $60,000 that they were later deemed ineligible to have received because they didn't meet the criteria or due to errors in their applications. Those borrowers were required to repay the full amount by December 31, 2023. Peggy Lee, co-owner of Pegster's Coffee Shop, a mostly soup and sandwich lunch spot on Lonsdale Avenue in North Vancouver, is in that category. She is pleading for grace after taking $40,000 from her and her husband's retirement savings to pay back at least part of the loan. She said the best they could come up with was that $40,000, and she's now bracing herself to start hearing from the Canada Revenue Agency about repaying the balance. It's nerve-wracking. Unpaid loan balances will be sent for collection, according to the program's website, but it promises businesses will be offered appropriate leniency in a repayment schedule. Lee, who is 69, considered retiring at the start of the pandemic, but she and her husband decided to carry on when they learned about Saba because she loves serving the clientele they've built up in the surrounding community that is like family. We have built a lot of relationships with the seniors here, with young people, Lee said, noting there are more and more young customers because of apartments being built in the area. Lee acknowledges Pegster's decor has become dated, but she is devoted to keeping prices down. Sandwiches average $9, a large soup is $7. Lee said she asked the lender who helped them with the Saba process why they were eventually deemed ineligible, but they don't know. Now, she and her husband face working a few more years to replenish their retirement fund and is hoping government can reconsider their eligibility for the Saba loan so they too can be forgiven part of the loan. To be fair, we owe the $40,000. We have to pay that back, Lee said. However, she also recalls Prime Minister Justin Trudeau declaring, "We have your back. We're just asking for a little bit more time."